is 8:27. President Biden has been speaking to the Hawaiian island of Maui 13 days after the wildfires left at least 114 people dead and 850 missing.
Hello, people of Maui. Shown such absolute incredible courage. That's not hyperbole. I want you to know, on behalf of the United States of America, all the nation, the American people stand with you. Today is burned, but it's still standing. The trees survive for a reason. I believe it's a very powerful symbol of what we can and will do to get through this crisis.
There we go, Joe Biden there. CJ Gray, self-help author and former BBC journalist, lives in Maui. She's been talking to us over the last couple of weeks about life there. Morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing, first of all? How does it feel where you are? How does the island feel 2 weeks after the fires broke out now?
Well, people are still shell-shocked, and there is a problem. There's this feeling that people should not come to Maui, and yet there's also a feeling that people should come to Maui. Yeah. In fact, they should come to areas other than Lahaina because a lot of the island depends on tourism. And the fact that there have been all these announcements to not go to the island and to change your trips and all of this, and even airlines were saying this to people. What I'm seeing is that restaurants are closing down in areas not affected by the fire. People whose businesses depend on tourism, they're having trouble paying their bills, paying their rent. So it's like a double whammy for those people. So my feeling is don't come to West Maui. Don't come and gawk at the tragedy. But Maui definitely needs to have its visitors back, and the rest of the island is open for business, and everything is operating pretty much as it should. But I'm sad to see so many businesses here struggling, particularly small businesses, especially in the aftermath of the COVID shutdowns. So it's like they're suffering yet again. Even though some people feel like, you know, if you're coming and snorkeling in the ocean, are you sort of disrespecting all those people who died in the ocean on the west side? Well, so long as you're not on the west side, I think that definitely Maui wants tourists back and is welcoming them back.
That's really interesting, CJ, because we're talking about the scale of this. 114 dead, which is an awful lot, but more than 800.
It's way more than that.
Yeah, and so more than 800 missing. It could, you know, if that makes to 1,000, we're talking half a Katrina here, aren't we? One of the biggest disasters in recent American history. That could be the scale of something that we're looking at, couldn't it?
That's true. And there are untold numbers of homeless people who are in Lahaina who cannot be identified, who probably their names are probably not even known. There was a dirty little secret of other states giving their homeless one-way tickets to Hawaii to just get rid of them. And so we ended up having quite a few homeless people on Maui. And the firefighter that I spoke to said that he had come across at least 100 bodies, most likely all homeless people who were unidentifiable. So I suspect that the death toll is going to be at least 1,000. And there are many more people missing than say, the county mayor, Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson, has said that 850 people are missing, which is less than the 2,000 that were originally claimed to be missing. And he is now admitting that there are many children in that figure. He was pushed by a lot of locals were very angry with him for not admitting that there would be a lot of children dead in this tragedy because they were all home from school. The Lahaina schools were closed because of an earlier blaze. And some of those kids were on their own in homes in the fire zone. God. And the other thing that a lot of locals are very angry about is that it now appears that the sirens were deliberately not activated. And there was a Maui Emergency Management Agency administrator, Herman Andaya. It was his decision not to sound the sirens. His excuse was that they're normally only used for tsunamis, and that if the sirens had been used, that the people would have run towards the mountain where the fire was coming from. but that didn't really that was not a very credible excuse. And now even Hawaii Governor Josh Green says that he wishes the sirens would have been deployed to alert residents on Maui. So that has actually made people very angry. And in fact, Herman Andaya has resigned for health reasons. I suspect a lot of locals feel that he should have been fired and that the reason he resigned was so that he could still retain his pension.
Well, you can just see the so many stories still to be told about what exactly happened and how it could have been mitigated or avoided. CJ, great to speak to you as ever. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's CJ Grace there, self-help author, former BBC journalist, lives in Maui, talking about what it's actually like on the ground there.